Hi, you are listening to All Law, an audio series by Lakshmi Kumaran and Sridharan Attorneys, a leading Indian law firm. At the firm, we are proud to design practical legal solutions for our clients by combining legal knowledge with extensive industry and technology experience. This podcast series is a part of our knowledge sharing initiative, where we discuss notable legal developments and analyze their business implications. My name is Nikita Chauhan, and I will be your host for this episode. Today, we have Mr. Devesh Aswal for an insightful discussion on the topic, Patent of Method of Treating a Plant, Interpretation of Section 3H. Hi Devesh, how are you?
Hello Nikita, I'm doing well. How are you?
Absolutely fine, Devesh. So, Devesh, what are Sections 3H and 3I of the Indian Patents Act 1970?
Nikita, Section 3H of the Act bars the patenting of a method of agriculture or horticulture, while Section 3I of the Patents Act 1970 bars the patenting of any process for treatment of human beings or animals to render them free of disease. The section is applicable to claims directed to a method of treating a human being or an animal. Before arriving at its present form, Section 3I of the Act also included plants under its ambit. It was only after the amendment of the Act in 2002 that methods of treating plants were removed from the scope of Section 3I of the Act.
Thanks, Devesh. And what are the common objections that are raised by Indian controllers on claims directed to methods of treating plants?
While issuing first examination reports and hearing notices, Indian controllers object to claims directed to a method of treating a plant under Section 3H of the Act, which specifically bars the patenting of a method of agriculture or horticulture.
Understood. Then, what is the opinion of the High Court with respect to the allowance of the method of treatment of plants?
Nikita, in a recent decision, the Calcutta High Court, on an appeal filed by Deco Worldwide Post-Harvest Holdings BV, and another, set aside an order passed by the Controller of Patents and Designs refusing the grant of the appellant's patent application for being a method of agriculture under Section 3H of the Act, among other grounds such as lack of inventive step and insufficient disclosure. The High Court's decision in this matter established that methods of treatment of plants cannot be objected under Section 3H of the Act, which covers traditional methods of agriculture.
Continuing that, what was the invention that formed the basis of the appeal filed by the appellant?
The appellant filed an ordinary patent application titled a fungicidal treatment for black sigatoka, bearing an application number 20173100726. The claimed invention is a method for the treatment of black sigatoka, which is basically a leaf spot disease in banana plants caused by the ascomycete fungus Mycosphaera phaeginensis morillat by use of orthophenyphenol. The invention is cost-effective and environment-friendly, eliminates and reduces synthesized chemical fungicides, having a significant environmental impact, and leaves high residue in the soil and agricultural products. The invention also reduces the risk of resistance, basically decreases sensitivity requiring large doses. It further improves the health and yield of the plant, increasing its economic value. In the first examination report, the respondent raised objections under various sections of the Act, such as lack of novelty under Section 21J of the Act, lack of inventive step under Section 21JA of the Act, non-patentability under Section 3H, 3D and 3E of the Act, and lack of clear and sufficient disclosure under Section 10(4) of the Act. After filing the response to the FER and providing an opportunity for a hearing, the respondent refused to grant the application on the ground of non-patentability under Section 3H of the Act, insufficiency of disclosure under Section 10(4), and lack of an inventive step under Section 21JA. Aggrieved by this decision of the respondent, the appellant filed the appeal.
Thanks, Devesh. That was very informative. Were there any key points of the appellant's and respondent's arguments during the appeal?
The appellant's counsel stated that the objections raised by the respondent were misconceived and untenable. They argued that the respondent had incorrectly objected to the claimed invention under Section 3H, when the claimed invention was directed to a method of treatment of plants to render them free of and prevent diseases. The appellant also said that the respondent failed to provide any reasons in arriving at the finding that the claimed invention was not patentable under Section 3H. The respondent, while deciding over the case, also ignored that similar inventions had been granted a patent by the respondent previously, the details of which were furnished before the respondent. The appellant's counsel also provided their arguments with respect to the assessment of the lack of inventive steps and insufficiency of disclosure. The respondent, on the other hand, argued that the use of OPP as a fungicide and biocide is well known to a skilled person. Thus, the claimed invention is not inventive. Moreover, the claimed invention refers to the use of a reduced dosage, indicating that the invention is a new use of a known substance and therefore not allowable under Section 3D of the Act. The respondent also alleged that the appellant's claims were contradictory and inconsistent.
Okay then, what was the High Court's analysis of the case with respect to Section 3I and 3H?
The High Court examined the facts of the case and stressed upon the fact that Section 3H and 3I cover different categories of inventions. Section 3H bars the patenting of a method of agriculture or horticulture, which does not contemplate the treatment of plants to render them free of disease. Whereas Section 3I deals with the process of treatment or prevention. Further, the amendment of 2002 amended Section 3I of the Act to remove or plants from its scope. Specifically, the High Court clarified that the respondent had failed to explain why the claimed invention should be considered to fall under agriculture, provide any reasoning as to why a method of treatment of plants to treat fungal diseases would fall within Section 3H of the Act, which covers traditional methods of agriculture, and justify why prevention of disease or treatment would fall under agriculture when there is a separate provision under Section 3I of the Act. The High Court also clarified that the Manual of Patent Office Practice and Procedure is just a guiding fact and cannot have an overriding effect on the Act. In addition to this, the High Court mentioned that the respondent, by simply considering that the claimed invention falls under agriculture, has not dealt with the submissions of the appellant. This is after the fact that the appellant had furnished numerous inventions dealing with the treatment of plants which have been granted previously. This was also ignored by the respondent while passing the impugned order.
Thanks, Divish. That surely does clarify a lot. Now, coming to the final question of this episode, what was the opinion of the High Court regarding the issuance of orders by the Indian Patent Office?
Nikita, the High Court emphasized that in any judicial or quasi-judicial proceeding, providing appropriate reasoning is the foundation of an order. The intent behind providing reasons in any order is to offer clarity to the reader and to understand how and why the matter has been proceeded and dealt with by the authority in a particular manner. A similar position has also been echoed by the Honorable High Court of Delhi in the matter of Hatam Ki Oj and Another versus Controller of Patents, decided on 26 May 2023. Regarding the objections retained by the respondent in the impugned order on the insufficiency of disclosure and lack of inventive step, the High Court pointed out that the findings of the respondent were unreasonable and did not appreciate the facts of the case. In this view, the High Court concluded that the impugned order was unsustainable and set the same aside, remanding the application back to the respondent to freshly examine it, including the objection on non-patentability, after giving an opportunity to the applicant to be heard.
On that note, we will now put this episode to a close. Thank you so much, Divesh, for this insightful discussion. I hope you've enjoyed the discussion.
Yes, Nikita, it was a pleasure to be a part of this conversation with you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this series. We would love your feedback, comments, and questions about the episode. You can write to us at podcast@lakshmishree.com to know more. You can also suggest topics you'd like to hear more about for future episodes. Check out our website, www.lakshmishree.com. linked in the episode description below, to keep abreast with relevant legal updates before you join us next week.